Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Real Talk Radio 150. This is your host, Malaysia. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I am sure, my brothers and my sisters, that you have something to rejoice about today. First of all, Father God is good, and He's good all the time, and all the time He is good. So what we're going to talk about today is motivation and how to motivate yourself and how to do things that you know that can increase your wealth. And wealth is, you know, you can call wealth different things. You know, wealth is happiness to some people. So we're going to talk about wealth. I might have to disconnect for a minute and call back in because there's something going on with my line. So hold on for a minute. Okay, we're talking about motivation today. Motivation comes from wants and desires. Otherwise, we would be content to stay where we are in life. What an individual wants typically dictates his drive and motivation. So, say if you want a car, if you want a house, and you decide that that's what you want, then you're motivated to do that. And so that's why motivation comes from wants and desires. If you did not want anything, then you're not motivated to do anything. So motivation comes from your wants and desires. John Maxwell, best-selling author and leadership expert, states that an individual must overcome deficiencies or problems in order to attain motivation. How, you say, is this accomplished? You should gather momentum by taking whatever initial steps are possible. Then you may formulate your plan of attack by clearly stating your objectives and compressing your focus. I always tell people, focus. You have got to stay focused. If you don't stay focused, whatever you work on is not going to work. Because, like the Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let him think not that he will get anything from the Lord because of him being unstable. You've got to be stable. You've got to understand what stability is. And that, first of all, stability starts with the mind. See, that's where being stable starts at. It starts with the mind. I posted on my Facebook page, as I always do, but I posted something on there yesterday And it's a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King. And it talks about your mind, see. It talks about what happens in your mind, your mindset. And then we always talk about the mind is a terrible thing to waste, and the mind is the devil's workshop. And it is all of that. And it is all of that, but it's also a place that you, that should be of stability. See, that's what it should be, but it's not in a lot of cases. See, when something may come against your mind, that's worse than it come against you physically, because your mind is what is the major organ in your body. It's what makes you think. I said it's what makes you think. And when the devil, the adversary, can come against your mind, he's got you. I said when the devil, who is your adversary, can come against your mind, then he has you. That's why we have to be so very, very careful about what we do or things that we allow to get in our heads. The first step in establishing a work routine is to make a commitment. Make a commitment to yourself. Say, how do I make a commitment? You set a date. The date you say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And you set that date. And then you make it happen. You let nothing get in the way of yourself and the date. Many individuals want to succeed, but they fail because they lack desire. Work is a physical and intellectual effort directed to an end. Men and women are designed for work. And other than glorifying God, it is our main purpose. King Solomon, the wisest man to ever live, tells us that a man can do nothing better than to eat and to drink and find satisfaction. In what? Find satisfaction in what? Find satisfaction in his work. This too I see is from the hand of God. And that's what Solomon said. That's in Ecclesiastes 2 and 24. You should not be afraid of work. Work is the constant in the achievement of every goal. The effectiveness of one's work and the amount of time it takes to reach the goal are the variables. Some people work, get things done, while others work and get very little done. It is important to understand the difference. Are you just working just to work, or are you working to get things done? That is a difference in someone that's working to work and someone that's just working and want to get things done. See, if you go to a job, you don't really care about your job. You're just going to get a paycheck. Then you're just working. The only reason that you're there is to get a paycheck, further your goals in life. You're not there to make things better for the company that you're working for, but you're just there. So if you're just there and you're not trying to set a goal for yourself, then you're just working, but you're not accomplishing anything. You should not be afraid of work. Work is the constant in the achievement of every goal. The effectiveness of one's work and the amount of time it takes to reach the goal are the variables. Some people work and get things done, while others work and get very little done. It is important to understand the difference. As your opportunities expand, your ability and resources supernaturally, and right away, you'll sense the pleasure God feels in your request and his urgency to accomplish great things through you. If God sees that you're trying and you're doing your best, you know, people used to say God helps the ones that help themselves. That's true. You know, you got to get out there and want to help yourself and doing things to help yourself. You got to want to accomplish a goal, my brothers and my sisters. You got to want to do something besides the least you can do. You need, instead of giving 100%, you need to give 200%. And Father God that sees you and he sees everything you do, he will reward you. So you're not just working for man's or for man. You're working for Father God. The Bible says work like you're working for the Lord. And everything that you do, work like you're working for the Lord. People will show up on your doorstep or at the table next to you. They'll start saying things that surprise even them. They'll ask for something. They're not sure what, and wait for your reply. These type of encounters are Jabez appointments. They're things that are ordered by the Lord. Because he sees what you're doing, he knows who you are, and it's a set appointment. Things, I just don't think things happen by happenstance or by chance. I don't believe in chance. That's why I don't buy lotto tickets. Anytime somebody tells you it's a million and one chance that you're going to win some money, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in chance. That's why I don't go to casinos. That's why I don't buy a lotto ticket. Either you're going to believe in chance or you're going to believe in God. You can't believe in both. I said either you're going to believe in chance or you're going to believe in Father God. You cannot believe in both. Whether you read one chapter a day or read one page a day, you must read. My brothers and my sisters, you have to read, 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 read. The great Master Garvey said, and I will never forget this, I read in one of his manuals, he said, if you read, he said, reading is very important. He said, if you read one book a day, you would have read 365 books by the end of the year. And the great Marcus Garvey said, don't read funny papers, that's what he called them back then, because he was in the 1800s, 1900s when he lived. He said, don't read funny papers, meaning don't read things that are not going to enhance your brain. You know, we got to go to the library more. We got to read more, my brothers and my sisters. We don't read enough. We don't. We really don't. A lot of our problem is because we lack knowledge. The Bible says, my people perish because of for lack of knowledge. And we do. We perish because we don't read. That's why we perish. We don't want to read. And that's why the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Whether you read one chapter a day or you read one page a day, you must read. A wise old man told me once that all the secrets of the universe were once kept in libraries that only an elite few could access. With access to these secrets, the elite few dominated the world. Today, books are everywhere. They're online. Anybody can have access to them. However, the wise old man's words still apply today. Those who access ideas by reading will succeed over those who do not. The choice is yours. Choose to read. Then open up a book. Learn to do something new. Read. And then have a goal. And have no fear. Write a plan and make it clear. Habakkuk 2 and 2. Write the vision. Make it plain on tablets so he may run who reads it. For still the vision awaits. It hastens to the end. It will not lie if it seems slow. Wait for it. It will surely come. It will not delay. Execute your plan and stay focused. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Commit yourself. Commit yourself. Commitment, that's a big word to a lot of people. But commitment is a big word if you don't. You have to commit to your job. You have to commit to your family. You have to commit to your church. Be commit. If you want to be committed. But a lot of people, they don't want to be committed, so they do not commit. So you don't commit to anything because you feel like, well, you know what? If I commit to this, then I won't have to do it. If I commit to this, then I'm going to have to do it. And so a lot of us don't like commitment because we don't like to have to do anything. See? We don't like for people to say, well, you know what, you told me I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it. We don't like that. We don't commit to anything. We need to commit to this. We need to commit to this. We need to commit to something. Would it be commitment to a relationship? Would it be commitment to your job? Would it be commitment to your marriage? Commitment to your work? Your church, you got to be committed to something. We have to be committed to something. Well, I'm not going to hold you on today. I will get back to you not tomorrow. But I will get back with you the day after tomorrow, which will be on Thursday. You all have a blessed rest of your day. I hope this has been helpful to you. If it has, please pass it on to someone else. Maybe we can help someone else. Pass it on. You all have a blessed and wonderful rest of your evening. Bye-bye.